online at www.kaytfm.com.
Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillender. For the next 30 minutes, you'll hear a now word from God. And now, Messenger Metric McGillender.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Hear, Israel. The Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. For Jesus is the Lord. All praise be to his holy name. Abba Father, who art in heaven, thou hast cast us off. Thou hast scattered us. Thou hast been displeased with us. But, O Lord, our God, O turn thyself to us again. O turn thyself to us again, and we shall be saved. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise be to his holy, holy name. And good morning, good morning, good morning. The Bible tells us, blessed is the man that cometh in the name of the Lord. Oh, praise be to his holy name this morning. First and foremost, as always, I must give thanks to God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit for making this possible. And oh yes, I thank the Lord God Almighty for the few of you this morning that have followed the leading of the Holy Spirit and tuned in this morning. For the Bible said many are called, but only a few are chosen. Many shall seek to enter into this secret place, but only a few shall find it. Oh, what a wonderful time to be in Christ Jesus. What a wonderful time to be in the Lord, to be hid out in Christ. All is well in him. Oh, good God Almighty. Praise be to his holy, holy name. For the Lord is good. And all the time, he's good. If you have your Bibles and you chose to follow along this morning, Genesis chapter 3, the Holy Spirit would make an attempt once again to bring you out of the darkness of religion and get you to rest in this true light of this one true gospel, Jesus Christ and him crucified, that way and truth that he grants you eternal life. Oh, praise be to his holy, holy name. Genesis chapter 3, verse 1, and it says, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, had God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God doeth know that in that day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees in the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, "Where art thou?" And he said, "I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself." And he said, "Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat?" And the man said, "The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat." And the Lord God said unto the woman, "What is this that thou hast done?" And the woman said, "The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat." The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. You see, the serpent was a creature made by God, but used by Satan. We can phrase it another way. The serpent was a preacher of that day. Oh, glory. But the message that he brought was a lie. It wasn't the truth. He set out to deceive the woman. He set out to deceive the bride. He preached the gospel, but it was a cursed gospel. He said, not that which God had spoken, but what he brought from within himself. The question this morning, the Spirit of the Lord is asking, "Where art thou?" You know, really, where art thou? You know, this thing is really not about a game. You know, if Jesus himself had showed up this morning in that great glory in the sky, coming to take the bride out of here, can one really be true to yourself and say, "Where art thou?" Were you really ready this morning? If the trumpet sounded, would you have been getting on up now? Or be real with yourself. Are you hiding? Are you fearful? Or are you in sin? Where art thou? You know, the Bible clearly tells us in Ephesians chapter 4, oh, hallelujah, Brother Paul, he's speaking to us, and he lets us know that, "I therefore," he says, "the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, and with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, innovating to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that ascended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fulfill all things, and gave some apostles and some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measures of the stature of the fullness of Christ. But the problem today is that instead of the fivefold ministry, we have a onefold ministry. You know, some of the pastors or bishops, which are one and the same, have become so big-headed and prideful. You know, their heads have become as big as the big houses they live in and the big cars they drive and their big bank accounts that no one can tell them anything. They don't listen or hear the messenger, the prophet, the evangelist, or other pastors or teachers. They're running the whole show in order to protect their cash cow. You know, some, unfortunately, the Holy Spirit revealed to me, some preachers are actually preaching the wrong thing in ignorance. But some of them are well aware. They have no love whatsoever for the souls, nor are they after any souls, but merely after the things of this world. And could give a hoot, being a howling, have no love or no care for the souls. And the Spirit of the Lord said, and now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. You know, I have a news flash for you, brothers. This is not about you. It's about Jesus Christ. And let the church say, amen. For I am also the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make his path straight. Declaring unto you all, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Make his path straight refers to the straightening or preparing of one's life in a right relationship with God in order to prepare the people for their coming king. I'm also sent to baptize you in the water or the word. You see, we don't ask for any money or anyone to buy any tapes or CDs, for where he lead, he provides. And our reward is with him. But we do ask that you examine yourselves and see if you be in the faith. And if you are, then all is well. But if not, then if thou doest well, thou will be accepted. You see, Adam and Eve was told not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Genesis 2:17 declares. You see, in the Bible, there are three deaths. Physical death, that's which is separation from the body and spirit. A physical death, spiritual death, separation of the individual from God, and eternal death, the final state of the lost person in the lake of fire. See, Revelation chapter 20, verse 10 and 14 terms this as the second death, separation from God forever. You see, it was technically true that their eyes would be open when they ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But the problem was that their eyes were open to behold all things in the light of their own sinfulness. In other words, in the light of their self-righteousness. As gods or as a god, which was true in that they would have fixed moral nature like God, but it was fixed